the first time I got the word ostinato, and I spelled it correctly, yay!
and how do you spell that word?
O-S-T-I-N-A-T-O, ostinato. Okay.
And what does it mean?
You know, for the life of me, I could not tell you.
Luckily, when you're up on stage to spell, definitions are not that important. So Schoenbar Middle School 8th grader Grace Parrott made it through round two, which is the first round of on-stage spelling at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Her second word the next day was benthic.
And I had absolutely no idea what that word was going into it. So I was like, oh no, this is bad. But I asked all the questions, which is like the strategy for when you're in the spelling bee, is you ask for the root and the language of origin, and you ask for all the information you can get to help you figure out what the word is and stuff.
And she got that word right, too. But that was the end of Grace's National Bee experience. While she got all her spelling words correct, her vocabulary score on the written test earlier in the competition was not quite high enough to get her into the final round.
However, I'm actually really proud of myself because I didn't misspell a word. And I made it. I didn't get out in the second or third round, and that's an accomplishment to me.
Grace placed 42nd, along with any other participant who didn't misspell a word but didn't score high enough to make it to the finals. Grace's mom, Katie Jo Parrott, says there were probably 200 kids who tied for 42nd place. Only 41 went on to the final round because the required score on the written test was so high.
So the preliminaries test, they had a possible 30 points. And in order to move to the finals, you had to score 28.
Grace and her mom say they were both nervous each time Grace got up to spell on stage.
One recurring nightmare that I have is that I trip and fall and knock over the mic and fall off the stage. And when I was going and standing right before I was going to go, I literally thought I was going to throw up. It was so scary.
But once it was her turn and she was actually spelling, Grace says she relaxed because whether it's in the classroom spelling bee or the national bee, it's the same format and that was familiar territory. The whole event, Grace says, was a great experience, and she got to know other spellers.
Yeah, actually, I was kind of surprised because I was going into it expecting, like, everybody to just be like, no fraternizing with the enemy. Except that's not really what happened. There were, like, people who, like, set points for studying, and there were groups that got together to study, and we hung out with each other, and it was actually a lot of fun, and I made, like, a lot of new friends.
Grace says she also learned a lot about the English language, word origins, and, of course, spelling. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.